Dr. Ken and Doug awaiting your calls if you'd like to join us. We're also going to bring you up to date on all the health news. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. Dr. Ken and Doug.
It always gives us an opportunity as we open up the file on Dr. Ken to address things that are important on Good Day Health to the listeners around the country and around the world, things that come from the medical journals that you study every week, and also things that are going on as this is Heart Month, Valentine's Day weekend, and you're a cardiologist. I wonder, I think I've asked you this before. We've been doing this for a number of years, and it seems to me that in a crevice of my mind, that's just where I was for a second here, trying to find something that I remember. I keep a lot of the files from past conversations that we've had that were important and timely for a particular time of year. So I was looking for something that I remembered from a conversation that we'd had about hearts, and because this is Valentine's Day and it is supposedly about matters of the heart, I remember once we talked at length about how people do die of broken hearts, that the heart can stop functioning. Now, that doesn't sound like an upper. I'd rather turn it around and think that we could talk about things that are good for the heart at Valentine's Day. When I think about all these Sherry's berries and the chocolates and other things that we're selling that are yummy, I don't know how good they are necessarily for our long being, but for our health and longevity. But yeah, every once in a while you can get off of the beaten path and have some fun with things like that. But because this is a time of year when we are focused on the heart and heart failure, life-threatening condition that represents a staggering economic burden on the United States, because 6 million people are part of your constituency. Certain types of heart disease, a leading cause of hospitalizations for Americans, especially if you're over the age of 65. And so I wonder what you say the same thing, and I wonder if you feel like a broken record. I said this, I passed this story along. You've never met either of my children, Ken, and so you don't get my son necessarily, but he's a drug and alcohol counselor here in Los Angeles. And one of the things that he often talks about with the kids, because he works with kids that are from 14 to 18, is what happens to their heart and their circulatory system, because that's one of the things they teach them when he has a degree now in counseling that is specific to drugs and alcohol and what it does to the bodies of these youngsters who go down this path. They get onto drugs and alcohol and most of the implications are for their heart later in life, even if it doesn't affect them at the early age when they get started. But most of that time, it has long-term implications. And I wonder how often you see younger people who may come into you with heart ailments or circulatory issues.
Unfortunately, too frequently. If you see a heart attack in a 20-year-old, you have to think of cocaine number 1 through 20 mm-hmm. as the mm-hmm. cause. Yeah. And yes, they may have a rare congenital abnormality of the circulation to the heart, but most likely they're taking cocaine. Yeah. You see in a 20-year-old a very, very fast heart rate suddenly, you have to wonder whether they've been smoking pot recently.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we see drugs, and it's unfortunate, and it does have long-term effects. And, you know, I have a millennial daughter, fortunately, has strong opinions against drugs. But, you know, I see what's going on there now because of, you know, where she is in life. And, mm-hmm. you know, they just think they're invincible and it's not going to affect them. But you're right. These things have long-term effects. You also mentioned something about the broken heart. This is a mouthful, but there's a Japanese cardiologist who coined the term Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. And this literally is broken heart from a very severe emotional issue in one's life. It most commonly occurs in women after the most dramatic emotional issue, for example, losing a child unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And suddenly the heart, Yesterday was beating fine. The function was normal. And suddenly today, it's barely contracting at all. I've seen this. It's real. It has a name, Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, after Dr. Takotsubo, a very well-known cardiologist in Japan. And there's a pathology. If you look at the heart, you can see the abnormalities that suddenly occur. And fortunately, with stress reduction, the muscle function comes back. It's fascinating. I have a few patients in my own practice where they went from normal heart function to almost no heart function. And wow. Today, thank our lucky stars, there's normal function.
God love them. Well, it's food for thought, certainly. We may talk a little bit more about heart failure and those sorts of things as
mental stress. Almost as bad as cigarette smoking, and worse than football.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's saying something. 888-553-7536. It's been a while since we focused on taking calls. I usually advise, because there's so much information here, if you have a question for Ken, send it to me, Doug@DougStephan.com, or you can use @DJBShow or @DougStephan to send it to me as well. But let's use the conventional method to talk to Marianne, who's in Winter Haven, Florida, with actually a follow-up call, a question, or the results of some advice that you gave to her regarding her father. Marianne, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I just wanted to do a quick follow-up. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know, I had called in December. Remember, Daddy had gone into a dermatologist for a biopsy. They used a cautery device. A little backup on Dad is he's 100% pacer dependent.
Yes.
He's a chronic AFib, had warfarin therapy, and unfortunately, unknowingly, they used the cautery device, and it suspended the pacing action of his pacemaker in the office.
What is a cautery device? What's that?
That's a way to stop the bleeding during surgery. You just kind of sizzle the tissue, if you will.
Yes, and what happened is his pacer interpreted that as an intrinsic beat and stopped pacing.
Yes, you must put the magnet on somebody who's having a cautery.
Right. So you had advised that we go to his cardiologist and get a game plan for this cancer to treat it safely and effectively.
Yes.
So we did, and he recommended an oncologist, radiologist, and Boston. Oh, sorry, I don't know if I can say that. Sent a representative, and they formed a game plan with my dad's cardiologist.
Good.
They interrogated his pacer, live interrogation with the pacer rep before we began treatment. They also, just as a precaution, placed a magnet before every treatment because they were worried about scatter radiation. And we went through all these treatments.
Let me just, because people are lost right now. So her dad needed surgery, and they needed to use this device during surgery that stops the bleeding, and it just kind of tinges this tissue so it stops bleeding. But it also confuses the pacemaker. The pacemaker is just a battery and a wire. It's a spark. So if the heart is not beating at a certain pre-programmed rate, the spark goes off, so you have another spark to keep the heart moving. And her dad needs this constant spark. They were using this device during surgery, and the pacemaker gets confused. But if you put a magnet over the pacemaker no longer sees anything. It just works like a continuous battery wire spark. It doesn't sense anything. It just keeps pacing, and that's how you get around this problem.
In addition, Daddy has a latitude machine, which is a machine that monitors his pacemaker on a regular basis.
Heart failure.
So it's wonderful, because what we did is after every radiation treatment, we would immediately go home and do an interrogation from the machine, and that was sent to the pacer clinic where my dad's cardiologist is, and they reviewed that.
Right. What they're doing is they're just displaying the current function of what the pacemaker is doing at that moment. The pacemaker collects data about the body. Interrogation means that you're talking to the pacemaker with a remote control device at the chest surface, and you can get out the information that the pacemaker is collecting. Go on.
It's a wonderful thing. The only thing that it doesn't do is it doesn't allow them to see these thresholds that are set on the pacer. So at the end of treatment, you have to get a full interrogation with a live rep or cardiologist. But Daddy, midway through the treatment, and this was something that we really didn't think could happen, he went into a mild congestive heart failure. He started to be fatigued, so I said, you know, Dad, you're a little more fatigued than I think you ought to be. Let's go to the cardiologist. There was some crackling in his lungs, so they suspended the treatment for just a few days. They upped his Lasix, which allowed him to pull the fluid from the heart because the chest X-ray showed a little bit of infiltration and his BNP was a tad bit elevated.
And that's so a blood test for heart failure.
You're getting into the weeds a little bit.
She is. Boy, she knows a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, but it sounds like we're doing okay.
Yeah. Well, what ended up happening is they gave him the Lasix, they cleared the fluid, they finished his treatment, and he ended up having 63 treatments. And they did an interrogation at the end. And his pacemaker is intact. He's fine. He's a little fatigued, but it seemed the safest way to go for him with his 25% ejection fraction and chronic AFib and warfarin. But it was really nice to know that there was an option where he felt safe and monitored.
Absolutely. And I think he's doing fine. I don't think his symptoms are related to his pacemaker. I think it's all working well in terms of the pacer.
Congratulations, Mary Ann. Good.
Good luck to you. Thanks for the follow-up.
And your father.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle, it's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.90 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Napa Know How.
You can start a car with a bad taillight. You can start a car with a busted radio. Heck, a car can start with an astonishing number of broken parts. But a bad battery? You're going nowhere. So go with the Napa Legend Battery, now with up to a $20 prepaid Visa card by mail. 20 bucks back and a battery you can trust? No wonder they call it a legend. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Dr. Ken and Doug. I'm Doug Steffen, practicing without a license. I say that with tongue in cheek, although I do have advice and experience, so I'll throw my 2 cents worth in. But the real expert here is cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronaus, who's been practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Florida, not far from Disney and the Space Coast and those places where people like to go. So if you find it in, like listening to that last caller, and the information that Ken passes along, whether it be on the radio program or in person at his office, it's great info, great advice, great therapy. I just find going to Ken a fabulous way to get to the bottom of things that I'm concerned about with my body. And if you've got those concerns and haven't liked what you've heard or have a question, haven't got enough information, here's a guy that can give you a lot of time. So if you care to go visit with Ken, you can call his office anytime, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken, a visit to his office down in South Florida. This would be a good time of year. I bet a lot of those snowbirds up in Boston that are fighting that snow this this week. So let's get on a plane if we can find one that goes south and go see Dr. Ken. So anyway, you can find us also if you'd like to call or communicate. As I said, it's Doug at DougSteffen.com. Or you can go to Facebook at Doug Steffen or call 888-302-3684 or 888-55-DR-KEN. Another way for you to get through, 888-553-7536. One of the things this week that is, and matter of fact, Carol, why don't we get the big voiced announcer ready to go through the eight foods? Ken loves the big voiced announcer. And some of our listeners love this foolish, the big boys now are just kind of fun. So we have eight foods to boost the immunity in your system, fight the common cold, which is something that is on everybody's mind this time of year, especially with the cold, especially with the snow, especially with the bad weather. So let's go through, starting the big boys announcer at
number eight.
There we go.
Plenty of liquids.
Number seven.
Fruits and vegetables.
Number six.
The spiced turmeric.
Number five.
Foods rich in zinc, such as oysters, red meat, eggs, fortified cereal, beans, and pumpkin seeds.
Number four.
Garlic.
Number three.
Fatty fish, such as salmon and tuna. Yogurt.
Really? Number one.
Chicken soup.
Ah, just your mother, your Jewish mother said, you don't like me your chicken soup, what's the matter?
Bubamycin.
Yes. All right, so lots of liquids. Lots of veggies, turmeric or curcumin. You can find it either way. That's the spices that the Indians use. I don't mean the Indians. I mean the Indians from India. That'll there's a politically incorrect. I can just hardly wait to after I do talking about Indians. You know what'll happen with that. Zinc.
What a world.
Garlic, fish oil. It is a world. Isn't it a crazy world? My God, people are nuts. Anyway, yogurt and chicken soup. For the soul or otherwise. That sounds like a recipe that your grandma, although grandma didn't know much about turmeric or curcumin, I'm guessing, but your mother always said, eat your vegetables.
She knew about all the other things on this list.
Well, garlic especially. I take garlic. I started taking garlic supplements when I go to bed at night because I don't like them during the day because it oftentimes, like some of the fish oil supplements, they come back, you eat them a couple of times. So,
huh. some olive oil in a green salad or full of fresh vegetables and sprinkle on the garlic, I'm ready for a big, good meal.
Right. And what would you have for protein in that meal?
What would I put in there? Oh, a lot of things. I would put some chicken breasts. I would put sardines in there. I would put eggs. Yes.
Mm. All right.
Especially egg whites, one yolk a day.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe some tuna or salmon.
Nosebleeds in our focus, plus a little bit more on heart failure may be appropriate as we discuss things during Heart Health Month, which is what February is all about. Valentine's Day on the way. Dr. Ken can be your medical Valentine. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to $15 off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only ends 4/1/17.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Adventure is the trend for family travel, from safaris and mountain climbs to cruises. New Carnival Vista has Skyride, an IMAX theater, and a brewery on board. Here's Mom on the Run, Colleen Burns.
And it can be so economical. Carnival Cruise Line is making it easy for you to say yes to fun on your next vacation with exclusive deals and savings when you book early. Find a port near you.
And no one wants a cold before taking a trip. Reach for Coldies.
It's true. Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And my family loves their gummies, which shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
At the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program called Good Day Health, produced every week for your benefit. Dr. Ken joins us for an hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here as well. Differing points of view, lots of medical news every single week, important medical news. So we have that focus to help you out. You can join us at 888-553-7536 should you want, or email to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com with questions. I think there was one of the news stories we didn't get to yet, Ken, that has to do with calcium buildup, because we've had conversation here today about young people and heart failure. Heart failure affects people of all ages, but what may happen to people who perhaps may eat the wrong things and are obese, or they're using drugs and their hearts may have some anomaly. I mean, most people with healthy hearts can take some of this stuff, but not everybody can. And then there's the story about calcium building up in arteries, and that sort of leads right into a focus on superbeets. But I do want to have you explain, and I want to talk about this nosebleed situation that I had that was somewhat corrected. But first, the business, this report from the Journal of the American Medical Association on calcium buildup, which comes from what? What is it different? Everybody's body different. Do we? Some of us have calcium buildup without even trying, and others eat the wrong foods and have calcium buildup. How does this happen?
Well, this happens because in the piping to the body, the circulation, there's a wallpaper. The inner lining has a covering. It's called the endothelium. And when that gets damaged because of inflammation and things like smoking can damage it, excess inflammation, high blood pressure, these damages to this lining open it up to then become attractive to calcium in the blood, cholesterol in the blood, fat in the blood. And this then starts the plaquing process, and you get these plaques that grow and rupture, and you get heart attacks. And what we're discovering is that this process called atherosclerosis, which I just described, is occurring earlier and earlier in life. Young adults with any amount of calcified plaque in their arteries, Doug, are already at risk of a heart attack. Among those 2 to 46 years old in this study, even a little calcified plaque, and what we call atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries, can boost the odds for fatal or non-fatal heart disease fivefold over the next 12 years from the time it's discovered. People with risk factors for heart disease at a young age, we're talking about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, overweight or a smoker, all of the things that damage that wallpaper, that endothelium, they might consider a CT scan to see if you are at a very high risk for having this process. And this process leads to the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks.
All right. So then this is not a crass commercial message, but one wonders, with all the talk that we have on the air about superbeets and what they do for your arteries, If one has a calcium buildup in one's arteries, does using SuperBeets help to diminish the problem? Or somehow or other, let's describe, again, the certain things that are great about SuperBeets, but also dealing with calcium, which is like plaque, is another kind of plaque, is it not?
Well, there's two types of plaque that gum up the circulation. There's hard calcified plaque and soft fatty plaque. And the SuperBeets come not directly with this process, but is definitely related to circulatory health in general. And from Nobel Prize winning research, we know that the body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. And we know that red blood cells, they bring oxygen from head to toe through the piping, the arteries in your body. And for the red blood cell to enter into the constricted blood vessels, it has to first spray the blood vessel with nitric oxide. And this nitric oxide miraculously opens up the circulation so the red blood cell can then get in, bring the oxygen from head to toe. Nitric oxide, it also acts as a signaling molecule, helping cells communicate with each other. So you need nitric oxide. You need to continuously remake it. If you don't have the adequate building blocks, you will be deficient. I recommend from this company that we deal with that you check about their two products. One is Neo 40, and that's from Neogenis, the company. Neo 40 will increase your tank of nitric oxide that we all need. Please check your level with their nitric oxide test strips, their saliva test strips, really easy to use, developed by a physiologist at Baylor. And their second product, SuperBeets, gives you a jolt of nitric oxide. So if you're working out or you have mid-afternoon fatigue, you're grabbing all those caffeinated beverages, those energy drinks, substitute a natural, nice, effective, healthy way to do it with the SuperBeets. That'll give you the energy boost that you're looking for, and then check to make sure that your ongoing level is adequate so that you're feeling good 24/7 with the Neo 40 after you check your saliva level for the nitric oxide.
All right, how to feel good. The most direct way is to get involved with SuperBeets. SuperBeets, the most convenient way to get the nitrates Ken is talking about. Specifically, they help support healthy blood flow and circulation, working three times faster to give you the results that you can feel. So, SuperBeets, available by calling 800-655-4183. That's one of the best descriptions, if you will, explanations, Ken, that you've given. You do a great job with this, but I think it has to be relative. And when you talk about, you can visualize, people listening can visualize what's going on in the piping. It's not unlike, I think I've said this before, I remember talking about the old galvanized pipes in my house as a kid. One day, there was no water coming out of the pipe. And so, you go downstairs in the basement, and you look around, and I took a pipe apart. They were old galvanized pipes. And the rust had so basically overtaken the galvanized pipe that it plugged up completely the flow of water. So I had to change. That was the era when galvanized was being taken out anyway, and people were putting in plastic. And because, again, the same things are going to happen with plastic. Well, in your body, same thing can happen. And that brings me around to an interesting question. A lot of times in some of these really specific, the arteries that are, when you go, they have blockages, sometimes they take other arteries and or vein material from other parts of your body. But don't sometimes some of the arteries, if the body is so compromised, don't they use some kind of plastic to replace the arteries in your body when they do these operations?
Well, the body can sometimes manufacture new vessels. Those are called collaterals. And then the surgeons can bypass the blockages with bypass surgery by putting grafts in new blood vessels. And then we can mechanically stimulate the heart to grow new blood vessels with no needles, no cutting, no medications, with EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation. Yes.
Yeah, I'm the same wavelength with that. So okay, anyway.
A lot of ways to make new blood vessels. Medications are sometimes used to help better function the blood vessels that we already have.
50 ways to lose your lover or get your lover back again. One way has the same kind of stuff. All right, so back to SuperBeets and how you get them. For the first order comes with a 30-day bonus supply. So you order 3 months, get 4 months. The last month is free. Plus, you get the book Beat the Odds, which Ken and I have both read. Very helpful information to help us talk about superbeats and how they work so well to keep your body pumping the blood that it needs to your muscles, to your brain, to every inch, every speck of your body. So call 800-655-4183 to get in on the program that Ken recommends. 800-655-4183 for superbeats and all the ancillary things that will go. Hopefully keep your blood getting around your body, keep everything healthy, keep your heart running so you live longer, as Ken says, on planet Earth. 800-655-4183 for superbeats.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. High blood pressure affects some 70 million adults in the United States. Although blood pressure increases with age, there are some things people can do to prevent hypertension.
Well, generally, the major factors are related to dietary salt or sodium chloride intake. Cigarette smoking has been associated with an elevated blood pressure. Obesity, undiagnosed conditions such as sleep apnea can raise the blood pressure.
Mayo Clinic nephrologist Dr. Vincent Canzanello says some over-the-counter medications can also cause hypertension.
It's the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the naproxens and ibuprofens. They raise the blood pressure.
How? Basically, they tell the body to retain more salt. Being aware of and managing these risk factors can go a long way toward lowering your overall risk. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.90 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Good Day Health continuing with an update on an overdose epidemic that seems to be linked to anti-anxiety medications. In other words, the drugs that are intended to help folks relax and lead normal lives now being linked to a what is described by some as a national epidemic of overdose deaths. This report on opioid abuse grabbing a lot of headlines. There's growing evidence that a sharp spike in the prescription of anti-anxiety medications is contributing to the number of overdose deaths. And so what's the problem here? Medications that are given out too commonly, Valium, Ativan, Xanax. As a study, it was in the American Journal of Public Health, which examined data finding prescriptions for these anti-anxiety medications jumping from 8 million prescriptions in the last 10 years to 13 million in this past year, which is an increase of, about 60% or so. And by contrast, overdose deaths during that period quadrupled. That seems to me to be a red light, a warning signal. This is a risky combination. Medications like oxycodone, some of the other anti-anxiety medications, they ought to be Lysanaxia? I can't even pronounce some of these things. But, boy, you better be careful. Even if your doctor gives them to you willingly or says this will take care of things, there's a huge risk involved in overdosing on some of these opioid pain relievers. It's like sticking a needle. That's how people overdose, you know, with heroin, because that's an opioid. And this is the same kind of stuff. So even if you're depressed, my God, be careful about what you're taking, will you please? That's a word of advice, a word to the wise. Hopefully is sufficient beyond the outlook or lookout. All right, 46 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And the story of my operation on my nose, I told the kids I had a nose job. So my son fell for it. Dad, what, your nose? You had a good nose. Why'd you mess with it? I said, no, Brennan. I had it because I've been having these nosebleeds for a couple of years. And when I was first told that I should have it cauterized, I think I said this to you. All I could think of was what we do to the cows on the farm. Most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and the old-time ways of fixing things, like if you castrated a bull, the cauterization process involved a hot iron in which, after the operation was done, you would use on the skin to seal it up. So I'm thinking this doctor's going to stick a hot knife or something up my nose to burn the skin to keep them burning, which is kind of what they used to do, isn't it?
That is what they did.
Yeah. All right. So now he used a little flat tongue suppressor, or whatever they call it, put some silver nitrate or something like that, silver oxide, up in my nose, and it burned. He put it on the area, burned for a while, but the nose bleeding has stopped. So how does that work? What is that all about?
Well, the blood vessels that are breaking and cracking and bleeding, they just vaporized them, got rid of them.
That's all it is, vaporizing it.
They mostly destroy the blood vessels that are cracking, puncturing, perforating, and bleeding.
Really? So this is fairly simple. I was in his office about a half an hour. He checked everything else out, stuck stuff in my ears and up my nose. That long tube that they stick in your nose and it goes down your throat.
That's no fun.
No-wee. Not at all. All right. Well, anyway, the bottom line is that that's a way. Those of you, I tell the story, I am happy to act as a guinea pig for those of you who are having the same problem. That may be the fix that you check out. All right. We've had sort of as a theme going on, and we've got about a minute left in this portion of the program, talking about heart failure, so-called HF. And the symptoms, are they any different than the actual symptoms for a heart attack, let's say? Dizzy or anything? What goes on?
There can be overlap, but they're not necessarily the same. You know, heart attacks don't always present like the Hollywood heart attack with the crushing chest discomfort, the sweat coming down. And they're sometimes very subtle symptoms that you're having a clogged circulation with permanent damage to the heart muscle. But heart failure often presents with shortness of breath, unexplained fatigue, which is due to the heart failure. Your ankles start swelling. They don't resolve. They don't go down when you wake up. You often will wake up in the middle of the night short of breath because you're literally drowning in your secretions, in your own fluids. Yeah. You need to sleep sitting up. We often ask the patients, how many pillows do you sleep on? And often they're sleeping on at least three pillows because they can't sleep flat on their back because, again, the fluids get in their way.
Wow. All right, so there's good information. Lots of things to think about. Pay attention, and your health will be better. I guarantee that with each visit of Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. It's 10 minutes for the hour now.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets to advice on favorite restaurants to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Have you heard about Dr. Ken Kronhaus? If you're new to the program, he's here with us every week at this time to go through a lot of the medical news. He studies the journals and brings to the surface a lot of important news that will affect a lot of people, like this one here, Ken. This story that may help people who are trying to lose weight. There are always people looking for new ways, and this focus appears to be on whole grains. Why would that help us lose, eating whole grains help us lose weight?
Exactly. Out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, Doug, whole grains in your diet are better for you than refined grains. Whole grains may help you lose weight by decreasing the number of calories retained during digestion while simultaneously speeding up metabolism. The grain food group includes rice, oats, wheat, and barley, while whole grains contain the whole grain kernel and include brown rice, oatmeal, and whole wheat flour. Refined grains are starches that are processed and milled to remove the bran and germ to prolong their shelf life. Examples of refined grains include white rice, white bread, and white flour. You see the common word there.
White flour, bad stuff. Man, you've certainly brought that home for me. I know when I stop eating bread and things,
cakes, and
pies and stuff, anything with white flour in it, I can immediately, almost in days, feel the impact on my waistline.
And the word whole is good.
Yep, whole grains, good to help you lose weight. All right, next item of interest here from the heavy lifting department. More and more women are doing physically active jobs. And if you're working in a place where you're lifting, or even maybe if you're at the gym and you're a heavy lifter and you're pregnant, it may not be a good combination, it looks like.
That's trying to get pregnant. Out of occupational and environmental medicine this week, Doug, women who have physically demanding jobs may experience decreased fertility, and working schedules that fall outside normal daytime hours may also lower a woman's ability to conceive. So women who are planning pregnancy, they should be aware of the potential negative impacts of that non-day shift and heavy lifting could have on their reproductive health.
All right, let's stay with this conception idea for a moment, because there's another thing on the other side. Women in the gym lifting heavy, trying to lose weight and maintain a physicality that is desirable. People who are not doing that may have a hard time getting pregnant, especially people who are really heavy, right?
This is interesting. We think about all the problems with obesity. Here's another one out of Human Reproduction this week. Couples, and also it's not only the women, it's the men also. Couples in which both partners are obese could have more difficulty conceiving than their non-obese counterparts, taking 55 to 59% longer to achieve pregnancy. Losing weight could not only help reduce the time needed to conceive, but also reduce the risk of other diseases, Doug, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. There's another one here that I find. You're a cardiologist. This actually deals with the fat shaming story, what that does to your heart health or overall health.
Sure. Obesity Journal this week. Overweight women who believe negative messages about their bodies, Doug, are at greater risk for heart disease and diabetes than those who maintain a more positive body image.
All right. So there's one other one here that's quick. The calcium buildup in young arteries.
That's
and how
quick.
That might impact. It's not all right. So we'll deal with it later on. I saw that and I thought, wow, here's something. When we talk about super beats and how good it is for people to get on the super beats routine, Dr. Ken's brought to us by the folks who bring to you super beats, a way to deal with your arteries, to open them up, to keep the blood pressure either where it's supposed to be or get it down to where it's supposed to be. Ken is a cardiologist familiar with arteries and veins and circulation. And that's why he likes to talk to people about rejuvenating their arteries by using Superbeats and the products associated with it, yes?
Well, Nobel Prize-winning research that our body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks to make the nitric oxide, and if we're deficient, we just don't function well. And we have two products from the company Neogenis. They're Superbeats. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide instead of using those high-caffeinated beverages or before you need to do your workout to get some extra energy, and also test your nitric oxide level with their nitric oxide test strips. Put a little saliva on it, look at the color, and if it is low, get their Neo 40 product so you can get your baseline tank full with nitric oxide so the blood vessels open up to oxygen.
Take advantage of the Superbeat special. Get on board for the first time. Call 800-655-4183 and order a 3-month supply. You get an extra month free. 800-655-4183.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.